Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. Today we have a fascinating story about CT and JP Morgan. It seems like CT is really stepping up their game in the investment banking sector.
Yes, Alice, it's quite interesting. CT hired Viswas Raghavan as their new banking chief in February 2024. He's been making waves by poaching some top talent from JP Morgan. That must be a big move for them.
Absolutely. Raghavan has already hired at least five senior bankers from JP Morgan. I see that includes his former colleague Achintya Mangla, who is now leading CT's financing for investment banking.
Right, and it's not just Mangla. CT has also hired Alok Gupt and Alex Watkins, who were responsible for JP Morgan's international equity capital markets business.
That's right. Gupt will become global co-head of equity capital markets based in London, while Watkins will lead technology financing from San Francisco.
I wonder if these moves are part of a larger strategy. CT mentioned they want to boost returns at their investment bank, particularly in leveraged finance.
Exactly, and it's not just JP Morgan. CT has also brought in James Mansenbar from Morgan Stanley and Ede Sankey from HSBC. Both will be in senior roles in London.
This hiring spree is definitely part of a broader tussle for talent between the banks. I see that JP Morgan has been poaching back, taking Anthony Diamandakis and Theodoros Giatrakos from Citi.
That's right, it's quite a big claim, right? JP Morgan's second quarter earnings this week showed they had over $2.5 billion in investment banking fees, which was more than double what Citi earned.
Wow, that is quite a gap. But I think CT's strategy is clear. They want to strengthen their position and compete more effectively with JP Morgan.
It's definitely an exciting time for investment banking. The competition for top talent is fierce, and it's interesting to see how these moves will play out.
Agreed. And with Raghavan's leadership, CT might be setting themselves up for a strong comeback in the investment banking space.
That's a great point. We'll have to keep an eye on how these changes impact the market. Thanks for the insights, Lewis.
My pleasure. And to our listeners, stay tuned for more updates on how this competitive landscape unfolds. Until next time, Alice.